The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today is the feast of Christ the King, and the last Sunday in our liturgical season. So the Gospel of John opens a scene where Jesus is on trial in front of Pontius Pilate. And the most fascinating thing I saw in there is the battle between the kingdoms of the world and the gentle kingdom of God. And Jesus and Pilate are having this conversation that ends up revealing that Jesus is indeed a king. And most times in our everyday lives, we may even not be aware that these two kingdoms are clashing just in front of us, because we are living a reality of which there are invisible forces behind every work that we see. And the real issue here behind these battles is that humankind continue to rebel against God's intentions as their creator. I was reading one of the church fathers, his name is St. Cyril of Alexandria. He was talking about how Jesus was betrayed in the garden and recalling for us that Eden garden. Remember the old paradise where God provided for Adam and Eve to be? That's what it makes us think when we think of a garden. And so that's where, in a garden, that's where Jesus was betrayed. And so Adam and Eve rebelled against their creator in a garden. And now Jesus' suffering will be starting in a garden and going towards a reversal of the sting of sin and death that were brought by the first Adam. Am I making sense? They were first Adam, and now Jesus is going to reverse all the consequences that he produced. And that's why we call Jesus the new Adam, because he challenges human authorities and kingdoms whose order are out of sync with God's intentions. You know, order full of hatred and divisions and selfishness and jealousy and violence, which we see in our world. And Jesus wants to replace it with a peaceful order, a gentle kingdom rule, free from sin and death and the devil. So this morning my prayer is that we would discern the heart of these spiritual battles, and we would run to Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, whose honorable intentions is to restore the distorted image of God in us, so we can become whom God has intended us to be. So I read from Brown, is one of the Bible commentators. He wrote that recorded history tells us that Jesus of Nazareth was crucified by a Roman prefect on the political charge that he claimed to be the King of the Jews. So now that might not sound so ridiculous to us today, considering controversies surrounding human trials even these days. Have you seen the TV and the newspapers about the human trials? There's all kinds of controversies. So it's even in Jesus' time, same thing. So anyone who would challenge the Roman rule in those days was seen and treated as a real threat. So as we know, Pontius Pilate could not find anything wrong with Jesus the accused. And so, well, he went ahead and sentenced him to death anyway. So the harsh authority of Rome is an example to us of how the kingdoms of the earth work. I have lived under a warlord. It is the most terrible situation and maybe experience of my life. They deal with everything with force and fear. And they lie to get anything they want. And a lot of people follow them without a second thought. But here is the thing. Could it be that there are invisible forces pushing people behind the ideals of the kingdoms of the earth? You know, kind of like, I belong to this political party. Mind you, there's nothing wrong with belonging to the political party. But there is a problem with the kind of passion and the energy we put into these things. I belong to this political party, and I put a lot of energy, my soul, my mind, my everything is in this thing. And after a while, you wonder, what have I been saying? Do I actually even know what I was been saying? Is this actually very helpful to my soul? And I wonder if there aren't these spiritual forces pushing people behind, and eventually they don't think that maybe I need to scale back a little bit. Maybe this is, there's not, God is not in this. And in my case, why would a peaceful country like my homeland suddenly descend into hell where people hack each other to death? Why? I am convinced that there is an invisible reality of which we can only see a smoke, but the real fire is in the spiritual realm. In this case, it's a terrible smoke where people are just out to kill each other. No thought that they've been your neighbors for an eternity. They don't care. They're just killing and killing. No reason. And you think there must be something terrible here, spiritual, that is pushing people more and more. Go at it and put more fire. And then things get out of hand. And in the end, you look at it and you say, what has gone wrong? Why is things the way they are today? And to the kingdoms of the earth, there is no truth. There is no truth. There's just expediency. It's about what I want, what so-and-so want. Use force, create fear. And look at Rome, a confident conqueror of the world. And in their brief, unguarded moment, they clashed with the truth, Jesus Christ. And Pilate, in his talk with Jesus, at one point he asked Jesus, what is truth? And I don't know if he really was trying to hint that the truth is ultimately what he makes of it. I'm not sure, but possibly. Could he mean that? Think about it. He's the Roman authority here. Haven't we seen this trend most often lately? Oh, yes. After all, Pilate is known to be a smart politician. And he did say, don't you know that I have the power to release you or to crucify you? Now I'm going to give you a homework. Go back to the scriptures and find out what Jesus replied to him. And there was the scene of the slaying of the Lamb of God on the Passover day is set. He is going to be crucified. And on the cross, on that cross, you and me, we are going to meet Jesus with no pretensions, no makeup, no masks, just you and me as you are, confronted with the truth in our face, not the convenient false truth, but the uncomfortable truth about ourselves and about how our world really works. The truth about what we were meant to be, minus all that dross and the kinds of wounds that the world has inflicted on us over the years. Has people insulted you? Yeah, they've chipped something of your humanity. There are those wounds that Jesus has come to heal. He has come to heal us from that. And here is the Roman authority, Pilate in his garb, and he's in front of the truth. And he derailed. He derailed and ended up declaring, in the end, that Jesus is the King of the Jews, even at his crucifixion. This is what he wrote to be put on Jesus' cross. I-N-R-I, which means Jesus the Nazarene, King of the Jews. So, are you still debating Jesus? Is he not the king? Roman authority, recorded in history. He is a king, the King of the Jews. Meeting Jesus Christ changes us, and because of the truth. Some of us will go the other way, and others will confront that truth, and something will happen in them. Maybe they will move towards repentance, towards moving to that what God has meant you to be. So on this Christ the King Sunday, I beg you, don't look at the hot mess this our dysfunctional world is making, but rather look intently on Jesus, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, whose intention is to restore the image of God in us every moment of our lives. So proceed to ask Jesus' forgiveness every night. Prioritize your relationship with Jesus. Proceed to seek divine truth and wisdom, and leave the fate of the world's kingdom to God. Amen.